This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Farmers Union invited Chippewa Valley community members to a letter-writing event on Tuesday night to show their appreciation for agricultural workers in the region. Between tariffs affecting international markets, delays to food share benefits caused by the federal government shutdown, and cuts to various other federal programs that many rural residents rely on, agricultural workers in the state have struggled through an especially difficult few months. Elizabeth Yost is the education director at the Wisconsin Farmers Union and the organizer of the letter writing event. She says their goal was to show local farmers how much the Chippewa Valley community appreciates the critical work they're doing through some difficult circumstances.
You know, in this season of gratitude around Thanksgiving and the holidays, we really wanted to take some time to send that gratitude towards our farmers. You know, It's tough being a farmer, and we acknowledge that, but we really need them in our communities to feed us and clothe us. We just wanted to spread some of that gratitude their way.
Yost said their goal was to write enough letters to send to around 150 farms in the region. Jasmine Willis was one of the community members who participated in the event. She says she used her letter to show her appreciation to a Chippewa Falls farm, both for the produce she's purchased from them and for being open to other community events.
Says to May's Flower Farm, I bought most of my produce from them this summer, so I was just saying thank you for the produce and for opening their farm up to the trolley tour.
Wisconsin Farmers Union officials say the letters were sent out on Wednesday and should arrive at farms across the region over the next few days. They also say community members can continue showing their support for local farmers by shopping at various farmers markets in the area or by purchasing a share in a community-supported agriculture program. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission has approved over $300 million in rate hikes over the next 2 years for Xcel Energy and Alliant Energy customers. Xcel Energy primarily serves customers across northwest Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and is expected to bring in an additional $126 million in retail electric revenue under the rate hike. The utility provider had originally requested an electric rate hike that would have brought in over $150 million. In 2026, Xcel Energy customers could see an average increase on their monthly bill of about $13. When the full rate hike goes into effect in January of 2027, those customers will pay an additional $25 more for electricity and nearly $9 for natural gas per month on average. Xcel Energy officials say that the increases will allow the company to invest in a more resilient energy grid with upgraded technology and infrastructure. After weeks of consideration, Eau Claire Area School District officials say they will not move forward with plans to consolidate or repurpose some elementary schools. In a letter sent to parents in September, district officials announced they were considering a number of consolidation options to address declining enrollment over the years and maximize the resources that the district currently has. The consolidation of schools has become common across the state, especially in districts where voters fail to approve an operational referendum. The Hudson School Board also recently approved the permanent closure of two elementary schools next year. The Eau Claire Area School District presented a few potential consolidation plans focused on Longfellow, Flynn, and Roosevelt Elementary Schools. Local parents were largely against any consolidation, holding a number of rallies and speaking at public hearings over the last few weeks to urge the district to reconsider. They argued that smaller class sizes were beneficial for students. Superintendent Mike Johnson now says no significant boundary changes or closures would occur until at least the 2027-2028 school year. University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire officials say the student participation rate for study abroad programs at the school has once again been ranked as one of the highest among master's-level colleges in the country. Their data shows over 370 students took part in a study abroad program over the 2023-2024 school year. According to the 2025 Open Doors report of the Institute of International Education, that mark ranked the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire 14th across the country in study abroad participation. A Republican-proposed bill that would bar the use of public funding to cover health care costs for undocumented immigrants was passed by the Wisconsin State Senate this week. The legislation would prevent any state, local, or federal funding from being used to cover health care costs for undocumented immigrants. It passed along party lines and will now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration, who is expected to veto the bill. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, State Senator Jeff Smith called the bill a heartless attack on human beings for political points. The Rusk County Aging and Disability Resource Center has received a donation of nearly 300 fire suppression tools for distribution to area residents. According to a press release, the donation was made by the Ladysmith Freemasons Lodge. Rusk County Health and Human Services officials say the fire suppression tools include things like portable fire extinguishers for residents. The Ladysmith Freemasons Lodge also donated a number of commercial-sized fire suppression tools to various EMT and fire departments in the region. With the gun deer hunt season set to get underway this weekend, hunters should consider donating their deer to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Deer Donation Program. According to a press release, the program has been stocking venison at food pantries across the state since it began in 2000. In that time, over 100,000 deer and 4 million pounds of ground venison have been used to help residents in need. Hunters interested in donating their deer must field dress it as they usually would, test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact a participating processor. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers get set for a border battle on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Green Bay's offense has been struggling as of late, and it doesn't get any easier when the Packers take on the Vikings' tough defense this Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Brian does a hell of a job, as good as anybody. It just, when you game plan for him, I mean, it takes a lot longer than your typical game plan just because of all the different looks that he presents. It is a real, real challenge.
When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur on taking on the challenge of the NFC North.
Every week, somebody that is perceived shouldn't win ends up winning the game. So I think it's a great lesson for all of us involved in this thing is like, you can't rest for 1 second. And it's not just every game, it's every single moment when you're on the field. Every play is so critical because the margins are, in my opinion, as slim as I can ever remember it.
Kickoff Sunday is at noon at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Bucks take on the 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a groin injury. Here's coach Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Giannis is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. Tip-off against Philadelphia is at 7 p.m. Today is the first day of the state high school football championships with Division 7 through 4 in action. Three of the four games today match up undefeated teams. Tomorrow, it'll be Divisions 3 through 1. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find the pairings, stats updates, and broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Chippewa Valley Weather.
A little drizzle this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the day with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.